Testament reading. It comes out of the book of Matthew. Stories like this are found in Matthew and Mark and Luke. We're reading today Matthew 18, 1 through 5. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child, whom he put among them and said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change or turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." The word of God in Scripture, the word of God among us, the word of God within us. Well, you've already picked up that today we start Sunday school again. In some churches, it's called Rally Day or Kickoff Sunday. For us, it's adult and children. Sunday school starts, but there's also ice cream afterwards, which we like that connection. Because who of you doesn't hear that little tingle of the ice cream truck and still want to run out? Well, we like that connection. And it's a big day in some ways for the children's Sunday school class because it's undergone some changes. Sunday school in the past couple years has been from 10:30 to 11. And this year, teachers and elders and people concerned about Sunday school had this radical idea. They would meet with the parents and find out what would be helpful for the parents and the children. What a concept. And they decided which would be good for the children and the parents is to have Sunday school for our youngest ones after the children's sermon downstairs. And so that's what we're starting today. And that's why I decided to preach this passage in Matthew. Jesus must have been teaching. There were people around them. It says that the disciples were there, and we also can figure out that there were women there, children there, mothers there. And I suspect the women were there because they wanted to hear this Jesus too. Maybe they were curious. Maybe they just wanted to get out of the house. Maybe they had brought their children to be blessed. It was a tradition of the day. On a child's birthday, you would bring them to the rabbi, and the rabbi would say a prayer over them. Maybe there were children there because where the mother went, the children went also. That's how it was. And it was an interesting time. Just a little bit before, Jesus had told the disciples that on the third day, he would die, be killed, and on the third day, he would be raised. And they heard that, and they processed it, and the first question they asked of him was, "Who will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" That's their first question. They're concerned about themselves and what their place will be, and who does Jesus love the best? It's obvious from their question they have no idea what the kingdom of God is to be about. So Jesus decides to try to teach them once more. So he asks for a child to come up, a child to sit with him. I imagine maybe the child sat at Jesus' feet and Jesus laid his hand on their shoulder, or maybe that child got to sit in his lap. Now, I want to talk a bit about the role of children in that day. It was much different. Children are like the very lowest in society. They were considered property of their father and nothing more. If you did a caste system, you would have slaves and children would be underneath that as far as who had power and rights. Children were the most vulnerable of society. And Jesus says to the disciples, "Unless you turn and become like a child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." Do you hear? Can you imagine how radical that was to hear? You have to turn and become like a child. First, it's saying you have to change. You're going in the wrong direction. It's kind of like Jesus sent them that picture and said, "Look, you're doing wrong. Surprise, I got a picture of it. You've made a red left." But he holds this teacher, this child, and says, "You've got to change. The way you're going is not correct. The church word for that is repent. It means to turn from something old and turn totally to something new. And he says you have to become like a child. It's one of those crazy things Jesus said, like the first shall become the last, and the last shall become the first, and you should be a servant to all people. You should become like a child. And I've been thinking about what makes a child a child. And we know they're young. But I think there is something about children that makes them extremely teachable. They are full of wonder and curiosity, and they're capable of learning. You know those statistics that talk about language. If children learn them when they're young, their minds just seem to sop up a foreign language. We've got two of our kids that go to a Spanish-English-speaking class. School, and the kids are doing great. They stun their dads with what they're learning. They really are amazing. And sometimes kids pick up also what we don't want them to learn. Do you remember that? What you don't want them to hear is what they will repeat. So it kind of helps us temper ourselves a bit. There was a Sunday school in a program, and there was a man who taught third grade boys for over 20 years. That's all he wanted to teach. He was the vice president of the local bank. And he taught third grade Sunday school. And occasionally people would go to him and they'd say, don't you want to graduate up? Wouldn't you like to teach adults or high school students, like he'd be graduating something? And he'd say, no, thank you. Finally, the pastor came to him and said, don't you want a break? You've been doing this 20 years. And he said, no, thank you. I love teaching these children. I learn more in preparation for teaching than I do in sermons. And then he went, ooh, I'm sorry, pastor. He said, I learn more teaching them than I do anywhere else in the church and in my life. I learn about wonder. I learn about joy. I learn you do not have to have all the answers, and it's okay. And I wouldn't be surprised if he is still teaching third grade boy Sunday school. I think that's some of what we have as an adult to remember to be teachable. To remember to learn, to remember we work at it, that our minds and hearts can still take things in. Even us, we are teachable. What I'm caught with about children is they have this sense of wonder, of imagination, of able to see God's creation everywhere. Have you ever walked behind a small child sometimes and they don't go very fast because everything is amazing and you see that parent kind of moving them? It's that they have this sense of wonder and they can see what is possible that no one else can. We lose that sometimes as children. In the church I was a part of in North Carolina, they decide to have lemonade outside during the summer. I never quite understood it because it's really hot there, but that's what they decided to do. And they'd had the front of the church re-slated. The stairs had been done, a new slate had been put on the porch, and they were going to have lemonade there. And they started it, and no children came, and no adult, the parents of them didn't come. So they announced it in church again, and still no one came. And then one of the organizers went and walked around the church and saw this big magnolia tree. It was gigantic, and all the children were climbing in this tree. It was like the best place to be. One child told me that he was pretty sure he could see God from the top of that tree. And so the committee got smart. They moved lemonade on the lawn to where the children were. And then all the adults got to discover this wonderful tree, and they heard the laughter, and the whole community was together. Children also have this sense of compassion and caring. Now, I know brothers and sisters can do amazing things to each other, but they do have this sense of caring and compassion that will come out at times and surprise us. We have a senior center at this church. If you're looking for something to do on Mondays, it's fabulous. And one of our church members brings her two children. And when the children come, it's wonderful for the senior adults. The kids have been going there maybe their whole lives almost. And they'll walk up and they'll see the older adults and they'll talk to them and they'll remember names. And what they do, These older adults sometimes are invisible in the world. They can get on a bus and no one sees them. They will walk down the street and people just ignore them. But in that room, the children see them, look them in the eye, speak to them, and they make each other feel like they're important. That's the kind of compassion that children bring. I suspect you've known this well-told story I'm going to tell you, or maybe I've told it again in church. I do that. I figure, you know, you may not remember it year to year. But it's a true story. It happened in 1988. It was the Special Olympics, and there were 9 children lined up to do the 100-yard dash. And the horn blows, and they start running. And as they start running, one child falls down and starts sobbing, and you can hear the crowd moan for that child. And then something amazing happened. All the 8 other runners turned around and went back to him, comforted him, got him up, and they held hands and they walked across the finish line. There were 9 champions that day. I will say that Jesus had a sense of honor and concern and care for children. Those that were the most vulnerable of society, those who people ignored, Jesus noticed. We see it in chapter 19 of this gospel in verse 13. When it's very crowded and the children are coming up for a blessing, the disciples say, "Don't bother Jesus. He has better things to do." And Jesus says, "No, let the children come to me. Do not stop them. It is for such that belong the kingdom of God." He made room for children. And we honor and care for our children, but not just our children. We care for children all over this city and all over the world. We believe they're God's children, and therefore they're part of our family. Like the ice cream social today, the funds for that go to Reading Elementary School aftercare program down the way. We don't have any kids in that school on Pine Street, but there are children, so we're supporting that after-school program. At Christmas time, we collect gifts for the Edgewood Home for Children, and it's a horrendous amount of work, but we want to make sure every child actually gets a gift they asked for, not that extra one that's handed out. And when we take special offerings at Christmas, you do the joy gift offering. Part of that money goes for racial ethnic colleges and students to go to college and get secondary education. You also take up the peacemaking offering, and part of that money goes to young adult ministries so young people can go and serve all over the world, because we care for all children and not just the ones that we see and the ones we know. Part of it, as we as adults, is to understand that we too are children of God, that we are God's beloved. And the potential we see in all those children up there and the joy and the hope, that's how God sees us. God sees that we could still grow into something wonderful, that people may see us and say, "Oh, I know whose that person is," that we too are loved by a God like that. One of my friends named Mary Jane, told me the story and reminded me of a book by Stanley Hauerwas and Will Willimon, where they said, "Jesus put a child in the center of his disciples, in the midst of them, in order to help them pay attention. The child in Jesus' mind, that child, was not an annoying distraction. That child was a last-ditch effort by God to help the disciples pay attention to the odd nature of God's kingdom." Children are walking example of God's kingdom. It's not that children are good. It's not that they're better than adults. The key to understanding this, curiously enough, is an IRS form where children are listed as dependents. Children are powerless, needy, and totally dependent. And when it comes to God, that is where we all stand, totally dependent on God's grace. See what the Father has for us, that we are called children of God, that we too are dependent. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like a child, you won't enter the kingdom of heaven. For whoever humbles themselves like this child will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So come and be a child of God. Amen.